mentioned a moment ago, opportunity to get outside. Coming up in just a moment, we have Andrew Preston.
Thank you for joining us for Life and Taxes with tax attorney Andrew Foster of Harvell and Collins Attorneys at Law.
'Cause I'm the tax man.
Call now with your tax questions at 252-222-4848.
And with that, Andrew, good morning to you.
Good morning, Lockwood.
I saw a note. Someone was making comment about the fact that the IRS is going to have a hard time staffing all of its positions this year. And they said, well, maybe it's an opportunity to sort of be casual about filing your taxes. We talked about that last week. Not a good thing, huh?
Casual doesn't get you very far when we're talking about filing taxes.
And they will eventually catch you.
That's exactly right. Yeah. So while we talked about, you know, the suspension of certain notices relative to both statements that you've failed to file as well as statements collecting on the balances that are due. And the reason they've suspended those, Lockwood, is because there's so many erroneous notices that are going out right now. And again, the problem is they send a notice out. Of course, you're supposed to respond. So taxpayers are responding to these erroneous notices, and then it's just creating more and more of a backlog. So the snowball is building, so to speak. So that's what they've tried to do to limit that at least. But you're right. I mean, filing season is upon us, and you know, you cannot delay as a taxpayer. There has been no extension of time as of this radio program right now relative to your tax obligations to file. So therefore, we're at an April 15th deadline. So you're on the clock, so to speak. So yeah, I would not be casual about filing, especially as you mentioned last week. When am I going to get my refund? Well, the earlier you get your return in, the more time they have to process it, the earlier you're going to get your refund. So if you're waiting on that, or you depend on that, you know, to supplement your income this time of year, then certainly I encourage you to get filed as quickly as possible, regardless of whether the IRS is able to properly staff or not.
Okay, all right. That's important. All right. So what's on tap this morning?
Yeah, so I've got a story this morning out of the state of Louisiana. So this one's a little interesting one. Headline reads, New Orleans city judge indicted for failure to for filing false tax returns. All right. So New Orleans city judge, false tax returns. So she actually did file in this regard. And I think it's important, you know, the couple takeaways I wanted to tell our listeners about in this particular story is, number one, most of the time we have a civil tax system. And by that I mean we don't go into the criminal realm, meaning that your penalty cannot be put you in cuffs, cuff you and stuff you. The penalty is going to be that you owe money and they're going to try to collect against you. Okay, so that's normally, that's the difference between civil and criminal. Now this matter went criminal in nature. And so, you know, a lot of listeners out there are going, wait a minute, yeah, they can throw you into jail for not paying your taxes? Well, that's not what they're alleging in this particular indictment. What they're alleging in this particular indictment, that this judge, this New Orleans city judge, filed false tax returns. All right, so let's get into the details. How did she file false tax returns? Well, from 2013 to 2016, Judge Anderson Trahan, a judge of the Second City Court in the parish of Orleans, Louisiana, officiated hundreds of marriages. And for those hundreds of marriage ceremonies, she got paid between $80 and $100. Sometimes, if it was on a special occasion or outside of the office, if she had to go make a weekend appearance, for example, or maybe on a day like Valentine's Day, she charged a little bit more. So, you know, hundreds of ceremonies a year, $80 to $100 a ceremony, most of the time in cash.
Right.
Didn't report that on her tax returns. So didn't report that. As well as in 13, prior to becoming a judge, she did outside legal work. And I guess she thought that didn't amount to compensation either. So therefore she didn't report any of the outside legal work compensation that she received as well for tax year 2013. So a couple lessons to learn from this. Number one is, under Section 61 of the Internal Revenue Code, gross income is all income from all sources.
Right.
So I don't care whether someone hands you $100 bill and says, thanks for this great officiating that you did relative to my wedding ceremony, or whether they give you $100 check, or whether they swipe a credit card and pay you $100 for the ceremony. It doesn't matter the means of payment, Lockwood. What matters is that if you receive that for services performed in this particular case, that clearly is going to fall under the broad definition of gross income that's under Section 61, and you would need to report that income. Same thing for legal services. If someone pays you, I don't care if you say, hey, just pay me in cash. Now, if you do that, you run the risk of finding yourself in Judge Anderson Trahan's situation, which is we're not talking about a civil matter where they're attempting to collect the amount that she owes for failure to report these cash transactions. We're talking about 3 years in prison. Ooh. For each count.
Really?
13, 14, 15, 16. Do the math. 4 years, 3 years in prison, face up to 12 years in federal prison relative to her failure to file her tax returns properly. So, you know, the risk was great. And how does this move from, again, from a civil to a criminal matter? The key, Lockwood, is intent. Okay? And intent means is that did you basically knowingly circumvent the tax laws?
Or you forgot.
That's the question. Did you forget? Was it one of those things you did a side job and there's a 1099 that showed up and you forgot to put that on your tax return?
Right.
Well, guess what? That's civil. That's civil in nature. But you get some cash money in your pocket relative to this particular judge. She should have known better. She failed to report their tax return properly. She's now facing indictment.
Plus, it wasn't just 1 year.
That's
forgetting.
Right.
It's what, 4 years?
4 years. Pattern.
There's a pattern.
Yeah, and that's another big point at Lockwood that you've made, which is how do you separate, I should have done that versus, no, you knew you should have done that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that you're exactly right there, which is you've let it go on now. It's gone 4 years. You're continuing to do the same behavior. You know, it's clear that you are attempting to circumvent the laws, not be forthcoming versus, oh, I just didn't know I needed to report that money that I got for officiating wedding ceremonies, for example.
You mentioned 1099s.
Mm-hmm.
That is another means for IRS to find out what kind of
yeah.
the distributions have arrived at your place of business or in your employment.
Yeah.
And what is the limit that a 1099 has to be filed on?
Yeah, so there are several regulations relative to who has to issue 1099s, but the limit, the income limit is $600. Okay. So, you know, if you pay someone $600, then you're obligated to submit a 1099.
That is the person paying the
$600. Correct.
Has to, and we get the social security number and the address, and then we send a copy or a document to the individual saying a 1099 was filed on, I'll use the word, your behalf.
Yeah, that's right.
It wasn't on your behalf because we had to.
That's right, because under law, you're required to send a copy of the 1099 to the taxpayer to uh-huh. tell them you received this money, you need to report it as you see fit on your return.
Right.
You send a copy to the IRS, which then cues them in and says, hey, this person got this money. Look for it on their return to make sure they've reported it properly. Now, in this particular example with Judge Anderson Trahan, you know, because of the amounts there, we're talking about $80 to $100. You know, none of these people were issuing 1099s, and they're private citizens. They're, you know, under the regulations, they don't have to anyways. So therefore, none of this stuff would have shown up on 1099s for her, which is why maybe she could get away with it for a few years. But ultimately, Lockwood, you know, it caught up with her, and now, you know, here she is, a sitting city judge under federal indictment, which is, you know, not a good place to be for either personally or professionally in her particular case.
Real quick question for you. Andrew Foster, of course, with Harvell and Collins with us this morning. If someone suddenly realizes that they failed to file a income,
yes.
is there a way to, accommodate that?
It's a good question. So, if a 1099 shows up, you've already filed, let's just say that's a hypothetical, you've got two options. You know, one option is that you can honestly wait, Lockwood.
Okay.
You could honestly wait because if it's a math error such as that and you know you've got a 1099, you're going to get what's called a CP2000 letter in the coming months that will allow you to correct that measure. Mm-hmm. If you're saying, wait, Andrew, I don't want to wait. I want to get this taken care of. You can file what's called an amended tax return to amend your return to report that, you know, quote unquote, surprise income in order to be as forthcoming with the IRS as possible. So those are your two options relative to a mistake for not reporting income.
So there is a means for a corrective action.
Correct. That's okay. Right.
Well, this is, you know, obviously no one wants to pay IRS Uncle Sam, but to your point a few moments ago, one, it normally is a civil matter.
Yes.
But if you're not careful, this can quickly become a criminal issue, and the defense for that is going to be expensive.
That's right.
And the penalty of spending time in incarcerated.
That's right.
Doesn't pay.
No, it does not. It does not. Yeah, that would be again. I'd be referring you to someone else, a criminal tax attorney. You know, not a collection matter, you can go to jail matter, prison. We do not want to see any of our listeners end up in that type of situation. You know, and it's just important, again, being proactive. You know, we know you want to file. Make sure you have all your documentation in order. You know, and don't try to, you know, don't, everybody wants to do what they can to pay as little tax as they possibly can, but you want to stay on the right side. You know, you want to stay on the right side of it and have a justifiable position. For Judge Trahan, in this particular matter, she can't justify her actions because she just simply didn't report the cash. So.
Andrew Foster with Harvell and Collins, and that number, by the way, 726-9050. Go online to Harvell and Collins. Spell out the word and. Harvell and Collins.com. And I think what we're hearing is, do not mess around with the IRS.